I think I feel less concerned about having a meeting, a phone conversation meeting. I definitely think that, you know, sometimes we overplay the need for face-to-face contact. And by the way, face-to-face contact is crucially important for other reasons that I don't want to overstate. We're just in the realm of accuracy. But I do think that, you know, it gives you, it at least gives me some confidence in if somebody wants to, somebody can't make it in. So if a graduate student can't make it in, I say, well, that's fine. Instead of, no, you really have to come in so we can talk face to face, I say, you know, it's fine. We can talk over the phone. So I think for me, it just gives me a confidence that it's going to be okay in that situation. You know, I should add that these are small effects. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, I always think about after you finish a big long project like this is, you know, what do you do with this information? And I think, you know, if anything, I think people should just keep doing what they're doing. And then emotion researchers in particular should think hard about the voice and think about studying it more. And then once the dust settles from that, maybe as a group, emotion researchers will have more to say about what to do.